This is my friend Joe. Hey Joe, where did we meet?
We met on Grindr.
Hey, it's Paul Dietrich for Reason TV. CPAC has done all they can to push out gays officially here at CPAC, but we think they're still here. We're gonna try and find them. We're gonna try and do whatever we can to track down the gay people here.
But where do you find gay people at the conservative political event of the year? We walked around for hours trying to find them. Bathrooms, ballrooms, the convention floor. But then it hit us. Where do you find gay conservatives at CPAC?
There's a social media app called Grindr.
Grindr.
Where you find gays all the time. The gay dating and networking smartphone app, Grindr.
That's us. That's our Grindr profile. Gay at CPAC? Question mark.
And you message me and ask if I want to do an interview.
Do you identify as gay?
I would have to if I was being honest, yes.
Is CPAC behind the times?
Well, I think so, because I think, and especially for conservatives, to be able to win an election, they're going to need to get younger voters. And to do that, they need to start being more socially liberal. Essentially, they need to shift libertarian.
If we're true conservatives, we don't want the government to be involved in our lives, period.
I think there are a lot more important issues we could be talking about. I wish the Republican Party would focus more on economic policy or other things like that over gender issues.
Why are we talking like this? What's going on?
Basically, I am not comfortable with putting myself out there publicly yet, just to protect myself and others that are associated with me.
We've been on Grindr for a good 2 days now, and we've talked to a lot of different conservative gay people that are just at CPAC. Are you surprised by that?
I was a little surprised by that. You know, on Grindr, there are a lot of conservative men on there, and they are here. It's just kind of like what you see isn't always what's actually going on.
Are you surprised by the amount of gay guys on Grindr at CPAC?
Actually, I am not. I think in society, there's a lot more than people don't admit. There's just a stigma, so most people just keep that to themselves.
Do you think Grindr is a scary thing?
No, I think it's a wonderful thing. I met a guy and dated him for 8 months on Grindr.
Yeah.
You know, it's really whatever you want to get out of it, you can get out of it.
There's definitely been situations where I met up with someone and I was just like, yeah, this isn't, I've just been catfished.
I definitely think you have to be careful. I don't think you can just give out information or talk to anybody. So you definitely have to be smart.
Not like creepy reporters, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a public place, so I doubted you would do anything creepy, so.
Reason TV, Paul Dietrich, USA.